West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A former church deacon initially charged with 19 counts of sexual exploitation of a child after Harrelson County deputies determined he possessed or controlled thousands of images depicting minors in sexually explicit conduct in July of 2021. Awaits a Tallapoosa Judicial Circuit Court judge to determine his future later this week. On Friday, 69-year-old Robert Scott Sims of Buchanan pled guilty to numerous charges, accepting a blind plea deal, meaning the judge will decide the sentence after hearing suggestions from the prosecution and defense attorney. On Friday, July 2, 2021, Sims was arrested following a six-month-long investigation by the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office. Through the investigation, the investigator took the limited information from a cyber tip and developed leads that led to Sims and the discovery of images that are classified as child sexual abuse material. Deputies believe the CSAM images in an account belonging to Sims were more numerous than any other local investigation of CSAM images they recall. Investigators believe the images contained no local victims. Carrollton Mayor Betty Kaysen on Friday said she's looking forward to the Georgia Municipal Association answering questions Carrollton city officials may have regarding a proposed constitutional amendment that would make significant changes to Georgia's property tax and local sales tax systems. House Bill 581, passed by the Georgia General Assembly this year, would go into effect only if voters approve the constitutional amendment in November. The legislation created a statewide floating homestead exemption that could essentially freeze property taxes on homes by limiting any increase in assessments. Now, should voters approve the amendment in favor of a statewide floating homestead exemption, all entities that levy a tax will have the option in 2025 to opt out from allowing the exemption.
The Georgia Municipal Association is great about taking legislation like this and really working with city local governments about trying to help them understand, you know, exactly how it's going to affect them and what the parameters are and all the different processes of it. So hopefully in the next couple of months, we'll have a better understanding.
Kaysen believes at this time, entities that do opt into the exemption limiting any increase in assessments would be forced to increase the millage rates they levy to offset the funding that a value increase would have brought in. Kaysen was the guest on Friday's WLBB Community Voice program that showed now archived online at newstalk1330.com. Well, local school administrators are attempting to reaffirm their unwavering commitments to the safety and well-being of students, staff, and the community after last week's tragedy at Appalachia High School in Winder has left some area residents feeling concerned and anxious. Carrollton City School Superintendent Mark Albertus insisting his district is taking every possible measure to ensure a secure learning environment for all. The Carrollton City Schools District is equipped with comprehensive safety protocols, including a school resource officer assigned to each school and is present on campus daily. All exterior and interior doors are locked at all times. Visitors must enter through the front office, present valid identification, and sign in before being granted access to the building. Schools are monitored by state-of-the-art security cameras, classroom doors are locked at all times, and all schools conduct regular safety drills. Albertus says while we cannot eliminate all risks, we are committed to being proactive and vigilant in our efforts to safeguard our students and staff. Local school administrators attempting to reaffirm their unwavering commitments to the safety and well-being of students, staff, and the community after last week's tragedy at Appalachia High School in Winder has left some area residents feeling concerned and anxious.
Anytime that happens anywhere in the country, but more especially in Georgia, it raises some concerns, and had some phone calls from some community members, some parents just asking questions about what we do and how we do and one thing or the other.
Harrelson County School Superintendent Jerry Bell talking with John Copeland on Friday's WKNG King Country Morning Show.
We always say safety is our priority. It is our number one thing. But there's a line, you know, of having a school that is inviting and an institution that is educational and safe without making it more like a jail or a prison. And we don't want to do that. However, we want to take every measure possible, continue to make our schools safe. And we've done a lot over the last 9 years to ensure that safety.
Bill talks all things Harrelson County Schools every Friday morning on WKNG King Country. Carrollton City Council tonight considering a rezoning request ahead of a developer's plan to build a 240-unit apartment complex on more than 12 acres of property on the north side of Centennial Drive. The property is part of a larger 15-acre tract that includes land on the south side of Centennial Drive adjacent to Central High Road. Plans show the multifamily housing would be distributed across eight garden-style apartment buildings with a clubhouse, pool, and leasing office located central to the entrances. The property is currently undeveloped with a heavy tree canopy. Centennial Drive would serve as the primary access to the development. The concept plan shows two entrances on Centennial Drive. Now, Southwire Company currently owns 20 acres adjacent to the development that is zoned for heavy industry. They have requested the city consider the project include adequate buffer zones, consideration of and measures to address runoff and erosion, and that a traffic study be conducted. Carrollton's Planning Commission has voted to recommend denial of the rezoning request. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and NewsTalk1330.com. We are your local news source. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.